This is the Ryder and Lisa replay.
Brought to you by Southtown Hyundai. Check out the Southtown Hyundai Advantage at southtownhyundai.ca.
We're talking about your first job and how hyped you were to like pull in a $100 check.
The amount of listeners that worked at a McDonald's in like 2001 era, making $5.90 an hour. Ryan said that's what he was making at Dairy Queen, but then he got fired because he called in sick and then showed up that day to get his check. Why did so many people call in sick and then go to their place of work? I worked at Hudson's and the amount of people that were like, can't come in today. And then they come in for a drink. What are you doing?
Not during the pandemic, no, you wouldn't pull that move.
Years ago, Mike wrote in saying, my first part-time job was at K-Days. I was the kid that went around the grounds with a broom and a bag and swept up to 10 hours a day. I did this for 10 days straight. When we got our checks, I made $480. I was so pumped. So minimum wage was $482. I look back now and realize that was nothing.
Right? My first radio job in Lloydminster, I got paid, and I thought it was huge.
Right.
I was on salary.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. $1,100 a month before taxes. So on the 15th and the 30th, my checks were somewhere around $350 for full-time work. It equaled out to, I think, about $4.50 an hour.
And at that point, you weren't living at home.
No, I was renting. Yeah.
Gooba Steve is listening. He said, my first real job was at Lowen Windows making $3.90 an hour back in 1976.
Well, that's the thing is you look at 1976 and like when they introduced the $15 minimum wage, everybody's like, wow, that's a huge jump.
Yeah.
But like we were overdue. If he was making $3.70 an hour in the mid 70s.
Right.
And then people are texting in saying like in the mid 2000s, yeah, they were only making $5.90. Like,
but he said a glass of draft beer was only 20 cents.
Right.
Back then.
Right.
Whereas now, like, where can you get a good priced beer unless it's like between 4 and 6 p.m.?
My first job worked at the drive-in theater, and I think I was making about $2.30 an hour.
Do you remember what movies would be playing? Like, do you remember a specific shift where you're like, oh, I love this movie?
Oh, right. You mean like Cheech and Chong trilogy where everybody was hotboxing in their vehicles and then the concession did killer business during intermissions?
Yeah, that's a great example.
Seven. Just learned about this bakery here in Edmonton that opened up during the pandemic, just opened up in December, and it's a family-owned business, runs out of their home, and it all started because of the 13-year-old daughter who wanted to, well, can't play soccer anymore, lots of time on her hands, so she started baking, learning a lot from YouTube videos. Both of her parents taught her about it growing up. So obviously with the support of her mom and dad and her brother, they made it happen. So she's in charge of baking majority of the breads, and they even have like dog cookies. This is all on the West End, by the way. If you live on the West End, I would definitely suggest supporting local. But it's not just that. The dad delivers the baked goods Saturday and Sunday mornings by bicycle in this weather.
Whoa.
So that's why it's called the Bicycle Bakery.
Sometimes the baguettes show up and they're fairly broken if he wipes out.
So this is in the Glenora, Parkview, Crestwood, Rio Terrence, and on occasion they will venture further to serve special customers. So if you want the details on this locally owned bakery run by a 13-year-old daughter and her family, hit us up on the text line. I'll send you the link.
Tell me something good.
My story is about Dustin Poirier, who not a lot of people love, especially if you're a big Conor McGregor fan, because he just upset the king on the weekend UFC fights I'm talking about.
Yeah.
But he is a very good man. More light is being shone on his The Good Fight charity, where he dedicates his time to helping underserved communities in their local region, but it's now growing. And the more well-known he becomes, the more, obviously, help he's able to provide.
I love that.
So what he does is he sells a lot of the items from his fights, the gloves, the wraps, signed shirts, things like that. And like this last fight, he got something donated from Conor McGregor even.
Oh, cool.
To then sell off and help kids, families, food banks. Anyway, it's just growing like crazy right now. Like I said, the more popular and the more well-known he gets, the more well-known his charity gets. Look it up. It's called The Good Fight.
Tell me something good.
So Jasper Park Lodge, rumored, and I think rumors confirmed.
Pretty much confirmed that it's going to be the filming location for The Bachelorette season 17, and that's soon.
So between February 23rd and the end of April, they have the entire place booked.
Apologies to anyone that got the phone call saying, sorry, you have a reserved spot between then. We got to cancel it, give you your money back.
I hope they made up for it by saying, like, here are some other hotels in the area that have openings that we got you a deal at, or if you book with us, it's 50% off in these months instead. I'm sure they tried to do something. I actually can't blame them, though, JPL, for like
saying yes to this.
Well, we're going to get paid like we're full for a few months, especially coming out of the pandemic. Yeah, of course you need to make that money. Anyway, it's interesting to see what'll shake down. It won't air right away, right? They film it.
Then they edit it.
And then I think it will probably launch next fall is when you'd actually get to watch it. But you're pretty interested for the filming dates to switch careers and dive back into the hospitality industry.
I mean, I did it for years.
All right. Well, let's see what they think of you.
Good morning. Thanks for calling Fairmont Jasper Park Lodge.
Are you hiring specifically between February and April?
I'm not entirely sure.
Because I can totally do room service deliveries. If you ever need someone to do Jewel cover songs in the lobby, I can do that late night candle lit. And if you need someone to actually eat the snack platters that you put out, I can do that. I'm also good at massages. I don't particularly like giving them, but I'll do it. And if you need someone to put all of the guys' jackets, I mean, all of your guests' jackets away, I can also do that.
Okay. Let me give you our email address. You can attach your resume or CV to us.
Do you know how many guys are going to be there?
I'm not entirely sure. Inventory does change day by day, so.
Right.
So the email address is JPL, as in Jasper Park Lodge, dot Royal Service, at fairmont.com.
Is the pool going to be available?
I'm not entirely sure. Due to COVID, it's currently closed.
Okay, perfect. Thank you for the information. I will be in touch.
Perfect. Thank you.
Now, you wouldn't have been nearly as interested if The Bachelor was filming there, because then you'd have to compete with 30 other women for one man's love.
Excuse you? Have you heard my Jewel covers?
The Bachelorette, though, there's going to be a lot of broken hearts leaving that place looking for love.
Hit us up on the text line right now if you want to come with me. We can hang out in the bush. We'll just wait for the guys to get kicked out. I will bring all of the hot cocoa, maybe a tent, and we'll just wait it out. Who's in?
Open Tinder underneath the timber. It's time for Unsung Heroes, where we give shout-outs to people, places, and things that don't always get the attention they deserve.
Shout-out to today being National Chocolate Cake Day. I love how you can just go to a store and get a cake for no reason, but today there's a reason. Eat it with your hands. Dedicate yourself to the sadness that is your life.
Oh.
Deep and Delicious is very good and a very reasonable price.
Dark twist.
Yeah.
A shout out to the same four dudes still just talking to each other in every Edmonton Journal COVID update comment section.
Yes.
Thanks for the rebellious act of sharing what's really happening here from your mom's basement.
I love that journey for them. Shout out to The Bachelorette being filmed in Alberta next month. I hope the contestants from the southern states bring their jacket. Good luck.
Shout out to the people who are purchasing electric cars who can't even keep their phone charged. Also, good luck.
Shout out to Oilers fans. Sorry, again.
Yeah. Shout out to Valentine's Day. I hope you have some special moments with that person you've realized you actually don't love or even particularly like this year, but you're still there because they're a better option than the crippling loneliness that you'd feel without them.
Ryder, that's so dark. But maybe relatable. Don't let us know on the text line. Your partner might see it. Shout out to people who own corner lots. How's your back after that snowfall?
Yeah, I've owned a corner lot before. Never again.
So much shoveling.
And finally, shout out to people who wear special athletic-looking clothing while jogging in my neighborhood, so they don't look suspicious like they've done something wrong and are on the run. I can tell from the neon hood, we're good here.
It's actually a great tip, though, if you are on the run. to be wearing.
Put on a Nike pullover.
Something that has a reflective strip on the back. Yeah. You're good to go.
Carry a water bottle. Play 107. It's Ryder and at the Lisa Evans on TikTok. She's famous, everyone.
Ryder gets really upset because he'll post these awesome TikToks, but they don't take off. And then I'll post something not meaning for it to go viral, and then it does. But here's the thing. There's a downside to this fame, quote unquote, okay?
Okay.
Do you know how much I get made fun of in the comment section?
Well, yeah, you did post a video talking about how you thought that the AC button was defrost in your car.
Because it didn't say AC in my old cars. It used to just be a little snowflake button. So in my mind, I was like, oh, defrost. Like, that makes sense. Really dumb.
But the comment section is just littered with angry old white dudes.
Oh, they're so mean to me. So it's reached, what is it at now? 581,000 views. And majority of the comments are old men in jean jackets saying, oh, classic woman move. Like, who gave you an account? Who allowed you to have a TikTok account?
Yeah, why
account?
Are you
go
on
away.
TikTok?
And then you go to their page and their videos have like 2 views and it's them like smoking a cigarette in their garage. And I'm like, okay, yeah, I care about your opinion, Dwayne. Get out of here. Leave me alone.
You want your dog to get exercise. You want them to have the freedom of being off-leash at an off-leash dog park. But a lot can go wrong there, especially if you have a poorly trained dog.
I love Nikki's text. As someone who has a new puppy who isn't fully trained, I don't know if I agree. I'm trying to train her, but COVID canceled our lessons halfway through. She's such a social puppy that I can't take that away from her. And how can I meet my dream man at an off-leash if I don't go to the off-leash?
No, and I get that. But it's just, like you said, it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when that it's going to end up in an altercation that could leave your dog hurt.
There's a very good account that I recommend people follow. His name's Vinny, and you can find him on Instagram and TikTok. Say It Once Dog Training.
Mm-hmm.
He's really good.
I would like to take this moment, though, to just recognize the people that have their dogs leashed at dog parks and muzzled at dog parks, because it doesn't mean necessarily that they've raised a mean dog and they're out there proving a point.
They're protecting your dogs.
And they're, yeah, being responsible. And like, I've kept my dog on the leash at the off-leash dog park the last couple times because last week he got away from me and decided to have a party. He was gone for like 40 minutes. I couldn't get him to come
to
me.
It's so embarrassing too when you're around people that do have their dogs properly trained and you're trying to get your dog. It is so mortifying.
Yeah. And like if he would approach a mean dog,
it's donezo. It's game over and it's your fault.
$800 later at the vet. Like,
and now they're like scarred for life too. So
it's tough to know, but the more I hear from dog trainers, they really don't recommend off leash as a place to go unless your dog is very well trained, which I find interesting.
I'm so jealous of people that are really good at training their dogs. It takes so much commitment. It really does.
Some breeds are really good at training, too. My dog, they're notoriously bad for recall. They get a sniff and they just want
to
party.
Ain't nothing but a hound dog.
Yeah. So if you have an opinion on this, 780-784-7107, this text says, how is my dog supposed to get good off-leash if I never let it off-leash?
True. And Jake said, if your dog's aggressive, stay out of the parks. And you see that a lot, too. Like, say your dog approaches another dog, which apparently isn't good. Like, you should be training them to, like, greet each other properly. That never happens at a dog park. But some people will have their dog, and, like, their dog will be rude or attack your dog, and they're like, oh, yeah, well, they'll figure it out. Don't worry about it. It's just, they're fine.
Every German Shepherd owner says that.
Hey, be careful. There's a lot of good German Shepherds out there.
It's true, though. Like, making excuses for a dog that's mean to other dogs.
Oh, it's so
probably
embarrassing.
Should apply, but like, it's also your fault if you're taking your dog and it's just running like hell into other groups. And
we are defining your dog.
Yeah.
You know that, right?
Yeah, he's going to be on leash, I think, forever, which is sad. But
you know what? PL makes a good point. Like, socialization is part of training.
Mm-hmm.
It's true.
But
don't have your dog running into groups of dogs. That's what Gordon does, and it never ends well.
Sounds like a Game of Thrones prequel is in the works.
Yeah, so they greenlighted House of the Dragon, but now they're working and exploring several other prequels, including the story of Dunk and Egg. Dunk and Egg. So Sir Duncan the Tall and young Aegon V. Targaryen.
Okay.
Which, by the way, like, if you're a big, dedicated Game of Thrones fan, you know who I'm talking about.
And you're jacked up, yeah.
Whereas there's people like me that watched all of Game of Thrones but had to Google each scene to know who was who, what's going on. The scenes are too dark. The only light they have were candles. I don't know who these characters were.
Right. Yeah, it was a little hard to follow. I watched the whole series, too, and there was definitely, like, when you'd grab your phone and then 2 minutes later you try to watch again and you're completely lost.
Yeah. But I'm talking, there are people that have read all the books.
Totally, totally.
They know everything.
They know the specifics that you're talking about and are pretty pumped.
Yeah.
It still goes down as the most stolen series of all time, like illegally streamed.
Yeah.
So we thought we'd mess with somebody that you know stole and downloaded it illegally.
Yeah.
He doesn't know me, though, so hopefully he doesn't recognize my voice. Let's do this.
Hello?
Hey, what's happening? It's Dale calling from the Canadian Television Standard Council.
Okay.
We've just recently run some audits. It seems that you may have some illegal content downloaded and viewed on your computer.
Okay.
We've flagged Game of Thrones Season 8, Episode 1.
Yeah, no, that's a lie, because I've never watched that in my life.
Okay, well, that sounds pretty convincing, but it's on your PC there.
And once again, I don't have a PC, but anyways, what is this regarding?
Well, possible jail time, $6,200 fine for every episode that you have downloaded.
I've never watched Game of Thrones in my life.
What kind of loser doesn't watch Game of Thrones?
Is this?
Hey, Trevor, it's Ryder and Lisa.
Oh, my God.
Ryder and Lisa.
Brought to you by Southtown Hyundai.
Play 107.